B-Pod Studios.
In sports, the Red Sox are placing a trio of pitchers on the injured list as they recover from coronavirus. Eduardo Rodriguez, Josh Taylor, and Darwisian Hernandez, excuse me, all tested positive, but will be eligible to be activated as soon as they clear medical protocol.
Who tested positive?
I know. What's his name?
No, I make sure you're okay.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, oh, I'm fine. Geez. I'm fine. I think I have allergies. It's Eduardo Rodriguez, Josh Taylor, and did I say this? Darwinson? Is that right?
Sure.
It works for me. just want to make sure you don't have
Hernandez
anything that, you know.
Is catchy.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. I'm not worried about my health. I appreciate it.
Well, we don't care about the Red Sox. Right. We care about you.
Oh, good.
See,
finally. Weather today, mainly sunny to start. A few afternoon clouds, a high around 70. Tonight, clouds and 60. And tomorrow, showers early, overcast skies later, a high of 76. I'm fine. I'm LBF.
It's good.
That's the news this morning.
Because it's not about us.
I need those Werther's Originals that I got you.
I was just telling Brian that you brought us some nips today. Thank you.
they're coffee things that you like.
Have you tried LBF's nips?
All right. No, Bob Bronson.
They taste like
coffee. So it's going to be like
button.
That today,
no, press a button.
They taste like coffee. I don't know.
Bob Bronson.
They do. They're delicious.
And you think I'm sick.
Enable ROR Boston. Open ROR. Or WROR.com. Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Drop that beat.
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah. Hold your horses.
Too fast.
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. It's 5:43. Let me clarify.
Oh, my God. Really bringing this up again?
Well, I think it needs to. So, thank you for bringing in one of my favorite treats. A nice coffee nip. Thank you.
They're like Werther's Originals.
Yeah.
But
with a filthier name.
Yes.
Well, it tastes like it just...
You're like the dirty Wilfred Brimley.
No. could you think of anybody else
I mean,
besides Wilfred
my God.
Brimley?
like there's like the category of like the Werther's original grandpa.
Yep, and then there's the grandpa that likes nips, and I like them.
Ocean State Job Lot has
that,
it all.
Is that where you were?
Yes,
you went to Ocean State Job Lot.
I did.
And you brought me a nice little box of these coffee nips. Thank you so much.
You didn't
buck a box.
$1.29, Bob.
Thank you. Well, money well spent.
Well, you know.
Have you tried one?
No.
Would you like a nip?
Listen.
They taste like coffee.
Yeah, how many calories in one?
Only 30.
Well, that's not bad.
Oh, they're great.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be hooked.
Nips are the things that they would serve you on the plane, too, right, with alcohol.
Yeah. Well, she didn't catch.
Oh, anywho. Kind of a nip in the air.
Brian, can you have a nip?
I'm good.
That's funny.
Go ahead.
All right.
There you go. You have coffee nip. They're rich and creamy. So thank.
All right.
Thank you, though.
You're welcome. Well, now, I'll never buy these for you again.
No, that's not true.
First of all, I don't know if I enjoy them as much as I like a Werther's.
You're gonna. These are way. They'll kick Werther's butt.
I don't know.
Work. Oh, stay with
maybe.
It. Stay with it. stay with it.
Okay. All right, this is getting so sexy.
It's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just stay with it.
All right.
It lasts. You know what I mean? While you're driving, good 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's big.
Right? Yeah. Well, we should. Move on.
No, yeah. It's just a big piece of candy.
There's a lot there.
All right.
So, enjoy your nip. Hey, we are stuck on three songs with the Million Dollar Playlist. So, what's fun about this contest is different than most, where if you get through one of the times and you don't get all five, you can call back.
Mm-hmm.
So what's fun is the entire Drew family from Weymouth are getting through and playing.
Really?
Claire played at 4 and Neil played at 5.
Really?
Yeah. So
wow,
you can just
that's fun.
But they're both stuck on 3. So that's how it works. So if you want to see if you can crack the code, we'll play a little bit later. We'll play the scramble and see if you can unscramble. Are you still enjoying that nip?
It's a workout.
No, it's good. Yeah. Enjoy it.
It's sticky, too. I like if you...
Yeah, that's...
It's going to get caught on my teeth. I'm describing candy, you animals.
Get our live stream anywhere.
You're done?
On your Amazon Echo and enable the skill
by
saying, "Name ROR Boston." That's it. Open ROR or WROR.com.
Are you laughing?
No reason.
I made him laugh.
Did you do something gross?
No, we were just laughing.
No...
Oh, you're
are you going to share it with the class, Bob?
Well, you know what it was?
What?
Brian says he is lunch daddy at home. And I said, what was
for lunch? I love a lunch daddy.
You see? I said, what was for lunch? He said, chicken nuggets. And I said, in the oven? He goes,
no.
Microwave.
Microwave no. Those things. Because my kids are just going to have them sit there for like an hour anyway. Why am I going to take the time to cook them in the oven?
Microwave chicken nuggets.
Yeah, they're mushy.
Rubber.
They're,
yeah.
Oh, they're awful.
So that's why we're laughing.
Yeah.
He's lunch daddy.
Lunch daddy.
Yeah, there
anyway.
You go.
Here's a check of your ride. Brought to you by
What's
O'Reilly.
What's wrong, lunch daddy?
My kids take too long to eat.
Why'd you go there, LBF? I mean, really.
I learned it from you.
Yes, very good, Sensei. You grabbed
really
the pebble
wax
from,
on,
my,
wax off.
From my palm. You're free to move around the cabin. No, it's great. That's a good name for Brian.
Lunch daddy. Yeah.
Lunch daddy. I like that.
Yeah, I love it, actually.
Microwaving chicken
lunch
nuggets.
Lunch daddy?
So
I'm
sick
lunch.
Of making yeah. food for kids.
I can't imagine. What's wrong with a good PB&J or, you know, like you make it the way Bill Belichick did yesterday. We talked about
microwave
that.
Microwave chicken nuggets, Eve. Much easier.
Yeah,
than
they
PB&J.
Are. Actually.
60 seconds,
yep.
and then you're
and
in Lunch Daddy's done.
45 seconds.
45 seconds, and Lunch Daddy's done.
Lunch is ready.
All right.
Lunch Daddy's done.
I love it. Okay.
That batch is burned.
That is. It's terrible, man. Wow. Don't even get fries with that. I don't think so. Hey, coming up, 7:55, your first chance to unscramble the Million Dollar Playlist. But sometime this hour, we'd like to give you the unfair advantage of hearing it. Kind of a preview before anybody else does.
I know, it's fun.
All right?
We're the only...
No one else can do that.
Yeah, sure, we can do this.
I don't think they can.
Maybe. Are we even supposed to?
Well, we got
who
the
cares?
Lunch daddy. Who cares?
Yeah. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, brought to you by Whole Foods. Prime members save on organic strawberries. 2 1-pound packages, only $5 through July 21st while supplies last. Shop more produce. Find all deals on your Whole Foods Market app. LBF, what do you have? What's
a
cool?
Golden opportunity to buy a house.
I see that. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Wink,
a
wink.
Golden opportunity. Okay, Rue, you stay right there.
Okie doke.
Brian Bell.
All right, I've got, how about having a beer for a good cause?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beer for a good cause.
Like you need a reason.
That's funny. You guys, did you hear about the kids in Maine who caught a wicked tuna?
Oh, really?
You heard of the show, Wicked Tuna?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Well, they caught a wicked big tuna.
Did they? That's
yeah.
good.
Teenage boys just having fun. Tell you about that and the cash they made in case you missed it. Okay. What are you talking about, LBF?
Hit that button.
Which button? This
that
button?
One, yeah.
All right.
Thank you for being a friend.
Guys.
Yeah. Travel
so
down
excited.
The road and back yeah. again.
Because for the first time in 65 years, the Los Angeles home made famous
mm-hmm.
by this gem of a show, Golden Girls, has officially hit the market.
Not now, in Miami?
It's not in Miami. It's in Brentwood.
Oh.
And the thing
Ooh,
is... It's
Brentwood.
Like,
that know, sound familiar?
Yes, yeah. it does.
Mm-hmm.
I know. There was a little bit of a crime that went down
yeah,
there in
little,
the 80s, but yeah. they're bouncing back.
90s.
And 90, oh, was it the 90s?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
94, 5. Okay, sorry.
They all blend together. Uh-huh. Anyway, my point is...
yeah. Reel it back.
Is that the exterior shots are of this home in Brentwood. Uh-huh. The inside does not look like
Never.
The Golden Girls, but it's actually fabulous. the people who built this house were from Hawaii, and they created this sort of lanai slash open concept that has an avocado kitchen still, yet it's cool.
It's cool again.
Good.
It's
yes.
back.
Yes.
Right?
It's
look
okay.
at that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
see?
Back.
You wait. It'll come back.
It
that's
never
what
been
I say about
sale.
My suit coats.
It's $3 million.
You know, in L.A., that's just probably
I know. That's
average.
Like
it's
nothing.
Crazy.
Like, that's like a shack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a teardown.
Love
no,
shack.
It's not. It's really beautiful.
Okay.
So,
good.
Anyway, we'll put it up at
Would you like that house?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
I would invite my friends, and we would all
Would
live
you live there with your three friends?
Yeah. I would live there with my three friends.
You know,
I would have, like, who wants to live with me auditions?
Hey.
No one would show.
Google me this.
Okay.
How old was Rue McClanahan when she was on that show?
They were in their, like, late... All right.
I mean,
Rue,
that's fun. Rue McClanahan.
Age all right. on Golden Girls.
So
well,
you,
I do this.
You do that. Brian,
let's
what's cool? What
day.
Do you have?
I'm
going to
tell you about this beer right here.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, Pan Mass Challenge. I ride Pan Mass Challenge. This is my sixth year, and it's reimagined this year. And one of their partners, Athletic Brewing, is coming out with a beer. It launched last night for PMC riders. You probably got an email if you're a PMC rider. But next week, it's going on sale basically wherever Night Shift is distributed. It's called Closer by the Mile. And Athletic Brewing, it's a non-alcoholic beer. It's only 70 calories, and it's just for Pan Mass Challenge. They are donating 100% of the proceeds of this, the sale of this mm-hmm. beer. And I'll let Bill, the founder of Athletic, tell you about the beer because we talked to him yesterday.
I will caution people, it's a very hop-forward hazy IPA. So,
it is.
I
it's
mean,
hoppy.
Massachusetts loves hazy IPAs, as do we. And so it's got huge tropical fruit and grapefruit notes to it.
Yes, I do taste the grapefruit, seriously.
We're practically juicing.
It's a cool-looking can, too. So if you're looking for it, it's kind of orangey like the grapefruit, that grapefruit color. And you'll see the closer by the mile and a bridge. And
yeah, it's a Bourne Bridge right yeah. there. Everyone likes to consider themselves athletic in some way. Non-alcoholic beer had always been this penalty box beverage, and we just wanted to make something great tasting that people were proud of and could drink at any time. And definitely guilt-free beers.
There you go. So check out Closer by the Mile. It will be available next Tuesday at all your finer liquor stores, and 100% of the proceeds go directly to Pan Mass Challenge.
We had some yesterday.
It's
and
delicious.
I
could have some now.
There's some right here.
Go ahead.
Crack one of Brian's
right.
open.
There you go.
All right, how old was Rue McClanahan?
51.
She was only 51.
Oh, my God.
A golden
yeah,
girl.
51.
When
they started that series, Bea Arthur was 63.
Uh-huh.
And that Betty White was 63. Estelle Getty was 62, and
wow.
she played the oldest.
Are you
of
kidding?
Them all.
Oh my God!
And Rue was 51. That's why she was the randiest and got the most dates.
Yeah, 51.
You know that's
wow.
it.
I know. Not even. Well, I won't even go there. Still have
please,
time.
Please don't.
I'm not.
No.
Nope. Let's go
just
to Portland.
Tap the brakes.
You want to go to Portland?
Please, God.
Let's
hurry.
Go to Portland, Maine. The coast of Portland, Maine. A group of teenagers reeled in the catch of a lifetime. Talk about wicked tuna. All right, Martin Scanlon, he's actually from Colorado. He was there with Griffin Buckwalter, who's also 16.
Griffin
Buckwalter.
What a name.
Yeah.
Griffin
I feel like he doesn't live
Griffin Buckwalter.
Gardner. I feel like he might live a little bit in Kenema.
He's in Scarborough. Yeah. Close.
Okay.
Scarborough. He's on the water. And Wyatt Morse of Auburn, Maine. They caught a 700-pound bluefin tuna earlier this month. It's just coming out now. Everything was captured on camera. And they said the thing popped out of the water, and I was completely shocked. It was enormous, said Griffin Buckwalter. It blew my mind when it came out of the water, said Scanlon. Just amazing. A seafood distribution company in Portland bought the tuna for $2,000. Good payday for the boys.
I feel like they got rooked a little.
I think they did. Probably because they sold to a wholesaler.
Right, exactly.
You know, those guys, they need to make their money.
You got to sell it to whoever's on the dock.
That's who it was. What are they going to do with a 700-pound tuna? Yeah. Anyway.
Tuna fish sandwiches for everyone.
No,
forever.
I'm so tired.
Dude.
When reached for comment, he said, dude.
Wicked.
105.7 WROR. Summer of nonstop music. Don't forget, 9:15, 3-hour tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of 80s and more.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I missed it. That's fine.
I missed it. Line!
side note. I think that Fleetwood Mac song we just played right there, Go Your Own Way, is probably Mick Fleetwood's tour de force on the drums. What do you say? You agree?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really pay attention to that because all I keep thinking about is how Stevie Nicks sang that song to her lose a boyfriend who was still in the band. And it was like all
do,
the
right?
time. Yeah, like every night. Like, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go. Go your own way.
Yeah. See ya.
Tomorrow night, that was Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah,
Lindsey. Okay. Would you like to hear the song Scramble again? No other radio show on this station is allowed to give you the unfair advantage that we do in the morning because we have nobody listening in management. So that's how we were able to do this.
Nice.
Okay.
Home of the unfair advantage.
That's
I love
right.
it.
All right, so here's the latest scramble. We're stuck. We're stuck.
Yep.
That's why nobody listens.
Yep.
We're stuck on song number three. So we got one, two, and three, but we're not getting four and five. Here you go. Oh, bass line in there. Did you hear the bass line? One more time. Oh, that sounds familiar. Okay.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I think I might know. Do you know? 7:55, your chance to win $1,000 and be in the running for $1 million. Okay.
Oh, dirty laundry?
Yeah.
Well, I really don't want to talk about this, but again, you brought it up this morning, and we have just a quick detail on the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. It's not a jury you ever want to be on.
Oh, my God. These poor people.
I know.
What they've had to witness. Exhibit A.
Exhibit number two.
Yeah. And now, okay. Exhibit number two, Your Honor. That's good.
Okay.
That's all good, right, Brian.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yes, let's get into the laundry, but you should warn people, LBF, if you haven't had breakfast, the Amber Heard story continues to
Amber Heard, Johnny
get
Depp.
Worse.
Both of them seem like awful people who probably deserved each other, but now are going off to torture other people.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, we're going to talk
it's
about
a dirty
that.
Dirty job.
It is for the staff, right. For sure. Okay. We also have some information about Matt Damon's big move, but ooh. All right. Johnny Depp. Testimony in the Johnny Depp libel trial continued to be of the lavatorial nature yesterday. Mm. They actually used that word.
Lavatorial.
Lavatorial. One of the maids who had to clean up some issues in the bed talked about it. There was photographic evidence.
Jeez.
But then yesterday they moved on to pee. Yes.
Well, did they ever determine who's...
They didn't. They didn't. They can't. Who,
on the bed. Okay.
Anyway, Amber Heard said Johnny Depp tried to write her name on the walls and carpet in urine during one of his benders.
Jeez.
And he was escorted off the property. I don't know. He went back inside and apparently, like, I don't know. He's trying to write his... You know what? He is just... He has a major... drug and alcohol problem that has plagued him his entire life.
Yeah, you can tell.
And this situation
my
was
wife used to
bad.
Have a big crush on him.
I
she
never
loved
did.
It. The pirates.
I didn't like the brooding
didn't
sort
like
of
that.
Like, no,
oh,
give me,
she thought he was the sexiest
yeah, no,
pirate ever.
No, thank you. No brooding.
Yeah.
I need a happy guy. Give me Will Ferrell any day of the week.
Will Ferrell has a birthday today,
yeah,
too,
he's 53,
right?
Yeah. But I'd take
53.
Will Ferrell. Yes.
I thought he was right.
Listen,
dang.
He's fun, and he's not going to pee on the wall.
I don't think so.
No, he might.
He might. He might.
Yeah, listen. Let this be a lesson to you, ladies. Brooding Johnny Depp types.
No.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Leave them to the Amber Heards of the world.
Yeah. Rhymes with right. Heard.
Oh God. All right. So Matt Damon. That's one. He's a guy who smiles a lot.
He does.
He's happy. He's been married for 15 years to the same woman, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
They have three kids. He also has a lot of money because he just closed on a whole closed down a whole Brooklyn street for a move-in. He bought a place in Brooklyn Heights, I think it is, and it's a 6,000-plus square foot penthouse, $16.5 million. It's in an old converted hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And he shut down an entire block. P.S., John Krasinski and Emily Blunt also bought a place in that
in the building.
Yeah. So it's very, very...
Where all the Boston boys live.
Yeah,
that's
I guess
it.
So. I don't love. Yeah. I don't love Brooklyn.
Yeah, no.
I went like a couple of years ago for my brother's birthday. He lives in Manhattan. So we're like, let's go someplace exotic. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And so it's like New York City, but with wider streets. And just, it's a little like, I don't know.
He shut down the whole street, had cranes move in his furniture.
Yeah.
Right to the
That's
16th
what you do.
Floor.
Yeah. When you live on the top.
All right.
Nice.
John Matt Damon.
Wow. Matt Damon. Wow. Not so bad. And finally, I just want to mention that it's we've been talking about this all morning. It's Phoebe Cates' birthday. Mm-hmm. Remember Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Red bikinis have never been the same.
You know what? That bikini works today. You could wear that bikini today.
Yeah,
timeless.
Timeless.
You know what?
It's timeless.
Actually, Bob, that's not true. I could not wear that bikini today. But Phoebe Cates is how old?
She, believe it or not, is 57.
She married Kevin Kline, the actor from the Fish called Wanda. Totally gave up her career.
Yes, she did. And he's given up his.
Oh, he has not.
What has he done lately? Brian, where's our bikini song? I was looking for that. We don't have it.
What?
The tank, the, speaking of bikinis, I was looking for the, remember the bikini song we were playing?
Well, now the bikinis are.
Well, because in honor of Phoebe Cates.
Yes.
57 with the timeless bikini. Things have changed.
I know. That's a good movie, by the way. It's about high school. I think it stands the test of time.
I haven't seen it for years.
Really?
Yeah, this is.
Lies. You watched it yesterday in honor of Phoebe Cates.
No, but I did see a clip.
He did. He downloaded it.
No, I did not. Anywho, we'll get the bikini song of the summer.
Oh, okay.
So you don't want to miss that. 6:51. Hey, we got a situation. It's Thursday, so we have a listener who's on the phone with us.
Does it involve a bikini?
It does.
And a teenager?
and a swimming pool. In honor of Phoebe Cates.
In honor of Phoebe Cates.
Oh, my God.
Stacey.
I didn't think of that. Okay. All right. So after 7, we have a nice listener who's going to call. She's got a situation that's kind of bugging her. Wants some advice.
Okay.
Wait. If so, that's from us and from you. So stay tuned for that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We have a situation.
We have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
All right. We've got a situation this morning. And we have Lynn on the phone.
Okay.
Lynn's got a little family dilemma. She emailed us about. We said, hey, give us a call. Let's talk about it. And maybe some of our smart, wise listeners can offer some advice.
Because certainly we can.
We can.
We don't have that bandwidth.
We're kind of stumped with this one. All right, Lynn, so tell us. You have a situation, right?
Yeah. So I was kind of in a situation last weekend. I'm at my sister's house at a pool party, and I was in my tikini, not my bikini, having a good time.
Okay. Yeah.
And I look over. And there is my sister's husband throwing my 18-year-old nephew's girlfriend in the water, rubbing suntan lotion on her, and and hanging on her the entire time. My sister is oblivious to it, but I watch the whole thing. So now I'm like, do I say something to my sister? I mean, he's a nice guy, but he was overly nice.
So wait. So like, what are you like playing games? Like throwing her in the water, chicken?
Oh, he's throwing her in the water. They were playing chicken. He's like, oh, you know, we were pairing up in the pool, and he instantly went to her. And I could see that
my God. Yeah.
Where's your
nephew?
on this? Is
well,
he oblivious?
You can see my nephew's starting to get a little uncomfortable because obviously this is his dad.
Right. Wow.
But he doesn't say anything because he's just a kid. He doesn't know what to do. And my sister is off making hamburgers. She's not even playing with us, so she's not even watching what we're doing.
So you're asking what should you do, right? I mean, if anything at all.
What should I do? I mean, should I tell my sister? Should I talk to my nephew about it? Should I approach my brother-in-law first? I don't know what to do.
Good question.
Good question. LBF, what would you do? What would you suggest to Lynn?
Oh God, it's really tricky because, you know, if you you don't want, I don't think maybe don't go to the nephew because he's too young.
Yeah.
But like if you say something to your sister, you might alienate her, and then she has a pool, and it's going to be a hot summer. Also,
this summer.
But if you talk to the husband, he's going to be like, you know, his response to be like, you're crazy, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a way to approach your sister without like making her angry or. Because you don't want to mess with their marriage, but this is inappropriate.
Like, you know what? Like, third party always works.
Oh.
So you'd be like, hey, I didn't want to say anything, but someone mentioned that.
That's so passive aggressive of you,
yes,
Bob.
Passive.
I love that.
Right.
You must hang around with a lot of women.
Yeah.
I mean, because I am close to my sister, but I think she would take offense.
Yeah. Ooh,
all right, so we got a situation. So. Lynn, why don't you stay tuned till sometime by 7:30? You're gonna have hopefully some great advice from our smart audience, okay? And there's something.
Thank you.
Because
it's gonna be hot this week.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be tossing her around.
Oh my God!
Wow. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Stay tuned, Lynn. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Well. Yeah.
So I have some other ideas.
Awkward. Well, what's your ideas?
Okay. So it's going to be hot this week. She's going to go back there as a sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. She can take her video, a video of the situation, pull the dad aside and say, I want you to watch this.
Oh.
And I want you to tell me what you think.
Right.
And if he's like, what's the problem? Then be like, well, I'm going to go
doesn't
show your wife.
Doesn't look good. Oh, gee, doesn't
right?
look good.
Then she could just have that's a very like. Mobster thing to do.
Well, that is.
Like, I'm gonna, you know?
Yeah. Or invite us over and we'll take the video.
Yes, exactly. But maybe confronted with his behavior one-to-one, he would understand it's inappropriate.
All right, let's take some calls. Yeah. 888-410-1057. What should Lynn do?
I'm a little concerned that... you know, the wife's off cooking the burgers on the grill.
Right.
The guy should be cooking the burgers on the grill.
I disagree. I think burgers on the grill is the easy job.
Yeah.
Just go stand there and don't talk to anybody. I'm on to you.
He's putting the copper tone on. He's not worried about the burgers.
Oh, my God.
All right. 888-410-1057. What should Lynn do about her situation? Any advice? I'm sure she'd appreciate it. That was good. Film it, baby.
Film it.
Film at 11.
Him.
Here you go, buddy.
Do you want to see this on the internet?
I want extra cheese on that burger next time, all right? Don't be cheap. Double the cheese. Okay, 888-410-1057.
We have a situation.
We have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
We do. So we just talked to Lynn. She has her situation this week. She emailed us and... We got her on the phone to tell us about it. So she went to, I guess, her sister's pool party on a couple of occasions because it's been a hot summer already.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees her brother-in-law a little too handsy with his son's girlfriend.
Pervy brother-in-law alert.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just call it that.
You know what the weirdest part of it was? I mean, I kind of got the playful thing, if that's goofy fun, but... Putting suntan lotion on? Wow.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's overboard.
I mean, that's like... And also, I mean, I wonder what the girl...
She must be... She's
like, horrified.
Is
like,
she? Or is she just like...
She's probably horrified.
Unaware. Okay.
Like, I would think. Like, if my boyfriend's father... Let me think of the fathers of my old boyfriends for a second.
Would pick you up and toss you in the
first
pool.
First of all, they're not picking me up.
Anyway. Right, the hoisting.
But anyway, hoisting. But like, I would be like, this is wicked uncomfortable. Like, you'd be like,
you'd think,
that,
right?
Be
especially
like,
at 18.
Hey. Oh, yeah, no.
All right, let's get a call. We have Tara. Any advice for Lynn?
I definitely think that if he's doing that while the wife is there, that is extremely inappropriate, and she definitely needs to talk to her sister about that, because what is he doing when it's a young woman and the wife's not even around?
I have a couple ideas.
Do you think,
you know?
Now, is there a chance? I didn't ask her this, Tara, but is he just being a goofball, innocent, fun, like trying to make the girl comfortable and part of the family?
Not appropriate.
No.
Nope.
Even if
you wouldn't be rubbing sunscreen on your 18-year-old daughter, you shouldn't be doing it on your son's girlfriend.
No.
It's inappropriate.
Wow.
Yeah, totally.
So the son's dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, he's really only helping your future.
No, not the kid. Yeah. You really should put a sunblock on.
All right, Tara. So you think she should go right?
I do like the videotape idea.
That's
Thank you. I just thought of it.
It's helping you out right there.
That was good.
Okay.
But yeah, if he's doing that with people around, like what's going on behind closed doors, I don't know. She needs to talk to her sister ASAP.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
Thank
you. All right, take it easy, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Go to Pam. Let's get Pam's point of view. Pam, any advice for Lynn?
Yeah, you just got to go at it casual. You know, give him a hint. See if he'll get the hint and say, hey, dude, what are you doing? Making the moves on your son's girlfriend?
Right.
Isn't she a little too young for you? I mean, the video thing, that's way too aggressive to start with.
LBF.
I'm coming in hot. It escalates quickly with me. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea because you could kind of do it in a jokey fashion, like, hey.
See, that's where I could see you doing it.
Yeah, oh, I would definitely
you
do
would
that.
Definitely do that.
Yeah. I'd be like, so she's, you know.
What's
I would just
matter?
Be like,
she can't reach her own thighs.
Exactly. Exactly. I would. That's a good one.
Okay.
And then he'd be like, why did I marry this girl's sister?
Yeah. Well, you step it up if he doesn't get the hint.
Yeah. That's when the video comes in.
Yeah.
That's when we go level next level. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pam.
Thanks,
Pam.
Have a good day.
Bye. That's
all
a good
right.
idea.
Paul, you have more on the LBS video idea.
Yeah. I think she should take a video. And then show her sister and play stupid and say kind of like, oh, look at how much fun Jack's having with so-and-so. And play it up like stupid.
While you're flipping burgers.
Better yet.
Having so much fun. Maybe she'll get the hint.
Better yet, put it in his birthday video to show the entire family how he behaves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just post it on Facebook. So like, oh, having fun at the pool.
Yeah. My brother-in-law really is having fun at the pool.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you mean, Paul?
Yes.
Yes. Just go.
Whose hands are full at the barbecue? My sister's or her husband's?
Well, tell you, while the wife's making burgers, and he's playing chicken. Right?
He was cooking hamburgers, and he was handling the buns.
Oh, my God.
That's even better.
That's
even better,
funny.
Paul. We don't know if he was handling the buns, but, you know. Anyway, thank you, Paul. He's making sure the buns were cooked.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, totally. I think making fun of him in front of everybody
is the way to go. Rather than
humiliating him publicly,
but
it's
better than accusing him. You
right,
can't
you sort of
the
make
guy.
It's you make it a joke, but
right.
you know, and then you give him the hairy eyeball.
The hairy eyeball works every
like
time.
Like the Sicilian eyeball, or something. You know, you're just like that's what you look at the person like. You know what? Knock it off.
Knock it. Yes.
Or I'm going to call a lawyer.
I know what you're up to.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Well, we'll leave the lines are open, as we say, for Lynn, who I don't know what she's going to do, but it's just good advice so
I'm just
far.
Wondering how many men are driving to work right now and be like. How did I behave at that barbecue?
Exactly. Right.
What does my son think of me?
I don't have any sons. I'm lucky.
Thank God. Right? This will never happen.
Nope, not me. I'm on the burgers. All right, I'll be
your daughter ever been to a pool party?
Oh, my God.
You better not.
Easy. Okay.
All right, Matt Damon
Talk to
moved.
Me. Yeah.
And it was a big event.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what he had to do.
That's Dirty Laundry in 10 minutes. Yes, indeed. 7:44. Hey, by the way, sunny start. High of only 70 today.
Yeah, this
nice,
is good
right?
like, walking weather, running
right?
weather.
Are
you moving
do
something
either of those?
Heavy.
Are
nope.
you doing that? No.
No.
60 tonight. A few showers early tomorrow and 76. Let's
oh,
get
I
into
love
this.
It.
Yeah, nice weather.
This is
it's
good.
Been a good break.
Yep.
It's been a good break. Okay. What's in the laundry?
We got some real dirty laundry, but I'm going to start with Matt Damon, because I'm classy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Matt Damon, our Boston boy, he's big deal now. He's a big deal. He bought a $16 million mansion in Brooklyn, which says a lot. It was the most expensive purchase in 2018. But he finally is moving into this penthouse situation. He closed down a whole Brooklyn street for move-in. He had a giant crane lifting. By the way, he's in Miami. But while this was going
he
on.
He wasn't there.
No.
That must be
no,
nice.
You're not there. When you're Matt Damon, people. You're not there. You're like, I have there. People. He has a whole slew of people.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, jeez. Matt Damon's in Miami with all his friends and family.
Needed a crane to move the furniture in.
In. Yeah. It's a 6,000-plus square foot penthouse. Mm. And there's a grand piano, I guess, maybe. I don't know. They're in the Standish, which is an old hotel that was converted into fancy condos. It's called the Standoffish.
Because of
because
that.
Because it's right. Tons of Hollywood in there.
Standoffish.
And it's in Brooklyn Heights, which is like, you know, Brooklyn Heights, in the Heights. Like, it's just kind of regular.
It,
and now it's not regular anymore.
It's gentrified now.
Yeah, it's with, and you know who their neighbors are? John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Same building?
Wow. Yep, same building. Okay. Like, what they do, this is what rich people do, yeah. I heard.
Yeah.
they, like, buy, like, three apartments, and then they knock down all the walls, and then they have this huge one level.
And then John Krasinski goes, hey, Matt, I got a great place. You should come move into the penthouse.
That's right. And then he's like, okay. Yeah.
Can't afford it.
I don't know. Brooklyn's okay, but like,
what's wrong with Miami?
Sure,
I'm in Miami.
They're everywhere. When you're super rich,
that's
you can
true.
Be everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, but when you're super rich, you can also have super problems. Exhibit A.
Uh-huh.
N2.
N1. Exhibit 2.
Johnny Depp and the Amber Heard trial. There's a testimony in this libel trial continued. It was of the lavatorial nature, which is the term that they used in court yesterday.
You sound yesterday. So lawyerly.
I know.
Right?
Let's just say what it is.
It's about to stop because yesterday they talked about poo, and today they talked about pee. Pee and poo.
So this is
our
adults.
And all the lawyers are in, like, first grade.
Right.
Yes.
These are two adults.
Yes.
Johnny Depp
accused Amber Heard, who he now calls Amber Turd. I'm sorry. I'm just reporting the facts.
You got to do it.
Because apparently as a prank, because rich people are weird, she decided that she would leave a present for him in their marital bed.
They had a spat.
Yeah.
A little spat.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, and then the maid found it. This is why it's not like
spat scat.
Yeah, yeah.
So the maid found it. Was horrified. Took a picture of it. That picture was shown in court yesterday.
She took a picture of it.
Well, yeah,
wouldn't you?
Wow.
Yeah, you have
I guess
to.
If I was the maid,
you're
I
like
would.
You guys. Yeah. I work for Johnny Depp, and look what I found.
And they don't have a dog.
And then Amber Heard said that he, when he was on in one of his benders, he would try to write his name on the walls and carpet and urine. So there's that.
I can see it. I
mean, we've tried it in the snow, I'm sure. Everybody has.
Yeah.
What is
walls,
wrong with people?
Like
it's like that scene in Goodfellas where, like, she got so mad at the police officer, she spit on her floor. Who spits on their own floor?
Right. There you
I mean,
go.
You know what I mean? Who
there
pees on
it
the
is.
Who does that?
All right.
Anyway, finally, I just want to mention, because Bob has been talking about it all day.
No.
It's Phoebe Cates' birthday.
Hey,
now, Phoebe Cates has been off the radar since she married Kevin Kline, but she's 57 today. You remember her from 1982. Let's play a little clip of her most famous scene, shall we?
Hi, Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were.
Yes.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold.
Even I like that movie.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
What year was it?
82. Okay,
best
okay, okay. I gotta stop this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't want anything else. It was a bunch of clips.
Yeah, with the
all
judge.
All right, I stopped it. I put it down. Yes.
Here comes the judge. Right?
Yes, right.
Judge Reinhold. Okay. Well, happy birthday, Phoebe. And
Phoebe
the
Cates.
Iconic. I say that red bikini would work today.
On certain people. Nobody in this room.
But, you know, it ain't this bikini. No way.
She wants to sunbathe while in a pandemic. She doesn't want to get COVID-19. She's going down to the beach in a three-piece, a face mask and matching bikini.
2, 3, 4 won't spread COVID anymore.
She wore a stop the virus quarantining bottom top and face trikini to keep coronavirus away. A stop the virus mouth concealing sexy matching thong trikini, and she's got 10 lines on half of her face.
There you go. Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool with her trikini.
Yeah, that would be the updated version, the 2020 version.
Not so good. Not so good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Good. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to today's Super Smart player. It is Stacy from Salem, New Hampshire. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing okay. Working from home today.
Oh, yeah. What do you do?
I'm an administrative assistant.
Working from home.
Cool.
Do you miss work or are you starting to like it?
Nope. I actually miss work, miss being with the other. My co-employees don't like working from home.
Yeah.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
No.
I'm kidding.
She likes people, LBF. Okay.
Again.
All right, again. All right, Stacy. You ready to play Super Smart? Win some money?
I sure am.
All right, so you know how it works. Get all 10 right. We'll give you $1,000. And you know, I could be in the neighborhood. I could drop it off. She's in Salem, New Hampshire.
Oh, look at you.
I can shoot right up 28 and drop it off. How's that sound?
There you go.
There you go. You know, one lobster roll away from lunch, and then, you know, we'll
does it always have to involve food?
Well, if I bring it, she ought to at least buy me a sandwich.
Buy you a sandwich?
Oh, my God.
No,
you buy her a sandwich.
Stacy, you okay with that?
I will buy you one.
See, that's right. Here we go. All right. It's all yours. Here we go, Stacy. Good luck.
What is 9 plus 9?
18.
What character did Betty White play on The Golden Girls?
Pass.
Phoebe Cates starred as Linda Barrett in this 80s movie.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Phoebe Cates starred as Linda Barrett in this 80s movie.
Pass.
Pancetta is derived from the meat of what animal?
Pig.
Which of the four Beatles was the eldest?
John Lennon.
What meal in a box is called the San Francisco treat?
Raisaroni.
What literary character lived at 221B Baker Street?
Sherlock Holmes.
What is the name of Matt Damon's wife?
Pass.
The zodiac sign Aries refers to what animal?
It's a bull.
Who was killed in 1804 in a duel with Vice President Aaron Burr?
Pass.
What character did Betty White play on The Golden Girls?
Flo.
What? We ran out of time.
Well, time flowed for sure for you, Stacy, but that's okay. I counted 4 right.
A lot of passes.
See, that's the thing.
A lot of passes.
That was your technique. You tried to get back to you, just ran out of time. All right, what did we miss?
Okay, Betty White played Rose Nylund on The Golden Girls. Phoebe Cates starred as Linda Barrett in Fast Times Ridgemont High. It's her birthday today, by the way.
Oh, it is. Right.
Ringo Starr was the eldest of the Beatles. Oldest? Let's see. Matt Damon's wife is named Lucy. The Aries sign refers to the ram. And who was killed in 1804 in a duel with Vice President Aaron Burr, sir?
What's his name, man? I guess you don't have Disney Plus.
Yep, Alexander Hamilton.
His name is Alexander Hamilton.
Oh my God! Anna. It's where you can get Disney Plus for like free for like a week. Do it.
I know. We just haven't had time yet.
I know.
That's right, Stacy. You've been busy working.
Yeah, you have.
All right. So I won't be stopping by with a check for $1,000. But how about a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card?
Sounds great.
Yeah, they're in Marlboro. They're open now. And if you visit within the next few weeks, or 2 weeks, I should say, you can spin the Apex wheel for a chance to win tons of prizes.
Yeah, it's fun there.
Okay.
Love it. Mm. Lots of food,
hey, was
great
it,
nachos.
Stacy, did you enjoy it?
I did. It was fun.
Good. Good for you. All right. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. All right, for everybody else who wants to play, all you got to do is go to WROR.com, plus the home version of the game.
Yeah, play the home version of the game. It's multiple choice. You can practice. And there you can register to play on the radio with us.
And we'll call you.
Be like Stacy.
Be like Stacy's mom. She'd be like,
gotta make it weird, Bob.
Yep, yep.
She's got it going on.
She's got it going on.
That's right.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, it's 8:29, LBF. What do you have? What's cool?
Oh, I have a great story about a musician and a piano and making dreams come true.
Look at you over there. And it's a local feel-good, too, isn't it?
It's so local, it's the town next to me.
Look at that. It is. Okay.
Wow. All right.
All right, can't wait. Brian Bell.
Who wants a beer?
Me.
All right. Oh, I will tell you how you can get a good beer for a good cause.
Really is.
Can I drink it now?
Sure.
You did yesterday. There's more right over there.
Yep.
If you want one, go ahead and crack it open. Okay. And you ever watch the show Wicked Tuna?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, the kids in Portland, Maine, three teenage boys, they caught themselves a wicked big tuna. Great story coming up.
Cool. Okay. All right, so this happened the other day in Norwood at a place called Remarkable State Cleanouts. Mm. And so it's this cool place where they go to people's homes and they take things that
it's
they don't
just
want
random
anymore.
Stuff,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
They have piano. Yeah. And this young man sat down, piano, and thankfully instead of playing chopsticks like every other person, he played this.
Nice.
Up to date. Sounds terrific. It was on a $200 Whitney.
Was he just a small town boy?
Yeah, he really is.
Okay.
Remarkable Cleanouts. The rest of it. They took video of it, put it on their Facebook, and said, who is this kid? You know, because people were like, let's get him the piano. It was a $200 Whitney. So, went out on Facebook, went out everywhere, and they found him. His name is John Capron from Mattapan. He's 23 years old. He was there with his girlfriend, and he was just, like, messing around. And then he just sat down. He said, can I play the piano? And they said, sure. And then it was beautiful. Well, they brought him back in. They're like, oh, we should give him the piano. Like, that'll be great. Well, they doubled down on it because they were like, oh, I think that we should probably give him a better one. And they gave him a $3,000 Steinway, and it's awesome.
I was going to say, that piano didn't sound in great shape.
Well, it was fine. Probably needed to be tuned.
Yeah.
But the Steinway,
uh-huh.
I mean, it was just, and it was an incredible story. And the owner of Remarkable Estate Cleanouts, Mark Waters, had this to say about the whole situation.
It's just going to sit here. So if you can bring it into somebody else's life and bring it back to life, God bless America. You know what I mean? That's what life's about, you know? I mean, I wish I could do this every day. Come on, we could do this again tomorrow.
Isn't that
great
awesome?
Guy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't stop believing.
Thanks to Channel 5 and Rondella Richardson for giving me that interview.
It's a great story. Great story.
Very cool.
All right, Brian Bell.
All right. Well, you know, we are the official radio station of the Pan Mass Challenge. And it's a tough year for, I mean, businesses, charities.
Are you still playing over there?
Yeah, that was my piano. That's it.
Ring on the piano.
Chopsticks.
But one of the ways people can help is one of the beers that is associated with the Pan Mass Challenge, Athletic Brewing. They make non-alcoholic beer that actually tastes like beer. It's very good.
It's good.
Yep.
And we spoke with Bill, who runs the brewery we talked to him yesterday, because they have Closer by the Mile. It's going to be available next Tuesday in stores. But if you're a PMC or you got check your email, because there's an email how you can get it delivered right to your house. Mm-hmm. And Athletic Brewing is donating 100% of the sale of Closer by the Mile beer to Pan Mass Challenge. And we asked Bill about the beer, what it tastes like.
I will caution people, it's a very hop-forward, hazy IPA. So,
it is. It's hoppy.
Massachusetts loves hazy IPAs, as do we. And so it's got huge tropical fruit and grapefruit notes to it.
Yes, I do taste the grapefruit, seriously.
We're practically juicing.
It's a cool-looking can, too. So if you're looking for it, it's kind of orangey like the grapefruit, that grapefruit color. And you'll see the Closer by the Mile and the bridge. And
yeah, it's a Bourne Bridge there. Everyone likes to consider themselves athletic in some way. Non-alcoholic beer had always been this penalty box beverage, and we just wanted to make something great tasting that people were proud of and could drink at any time.
Anytime.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely guilt-free beers.
Yeah. 70 calories right here. Athletic Brewing, closer by the mile. Coming to a liquor store near you next Tuesday to support the Pan Mass Challenge as we reimagine.
Well, we talked to him yesterday, and we sampled it.
Yeah.
And it's good. Only
sampled?
Well, okay, you chugged it.
I drank
it.
The whole thing.
It.
You know.
For breakfast.
For breakfast. It's fine it for breakfast.
Fruity. It was great fruity.
It's non-alcoholic
yeah,
beer.
There you go. Okay, lastly, let's go to Portland, Maine, where three teenage boys caught the catch of a lifetime. You talk about a wicked tuna.
Mm-hmm.
They got a wicked big tuna, 700-pound bluefin
wow.
off the Maine coast. The guys are Martin Scanlon. He's from Colorado, but he's visiting here. Griffin Buckwalter, 16. Griffin Buckwalter.
Buckwalter, the third.
Yeah, of Scarborough.
He uses summer as a verb.
You think so?
Yeah.
And Wyatt Moss.
Wyatt Moss.
Wyatt Moss of Auburn. They caught a 700-pound bluefin tuna earlier in the month. It was all caught on camera. It took them 7 hours.
That's the story. That's the part of the story wow. that, like, that's I can't believe.
Well, you see these kids? They're all skinny. You know, there's nothing. They're not
it was
big guys.
7 hours.
7 hours.
There's
reeling
nothing
and dealing.
I want.
Yep.
Enough to spend 7 hours.
You said the
trying
thing just
it.
Popped out of the water.
Not one thing.
Not one thing.
Not a thing.
I'm not touching
on
that.
This earth. That's yes.
So anywho, a seafood distribution company in Portland bought the tuna from the boys for $2,000.
Like that's just seven hours of like that. The what do they call that thing? The line going out and then them reeling it in and
yeah.
then going out
it's,
and
no,
then
it's
reeling
work.
It in.
But they share the duties. It's great, and they I'm sure they share the $2,000. Right? That's
still,
good. That's a lot of money for a 17-year-old.
I guess, but I don't know. What's his name? Griffin again?
Yeah, Griffin. Maybe not. I.
It's like $285 an hour.
That's
oh,
it.
All right. That's
not bad.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Seven
now, the wholesaler
hours.
Is going to make some money on that, too.
Reeling it in.
Yeah. Okay, reel it in, LBM. Reel it in. Have another closer by the mile.
Okay.
It's non-alcoholic. Too bad, huh? 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Sunny today in a high of only 70. This is great. It's a good break, don't you think? Down to 60 tonight. A few showers early tomorrow, 76. And for Sunday, 89.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Saturday's 89, Sunday's 93. Here we go.
Okay, we got to find a pool.
Better find a pool. All right, so that's exactly what Lynn was doing. She called earlier in the show about 7:15 with a situation. If you missed it, here's just kind of a brief, you know, outline of what she was talking about. Here's Lynn from earlier in the show.
I'm at my sister's house at a pool party, and I look over, and there is my sister's husband throwing my 18-year-old nephew's girlfriend in the water, rubbing suntan lotion
wow.
on her, and yeah.
Wow.
And hanging.
All right, so you get that, right?
Yep.
So, you know, she's uncomfortable. Meanwhile, her sister's, you know, on the grill doing the burgers.
Yeah, not
blissfully
cool.
unaware.
Not cool.
She said that her nephew was not comfortable watching dad, you know, messing around, playing chicken and all that stuff. So we asked for some advice. We got all kinds of advice, right?
Yep.
What should Lynn do? Should she talk to the brother-in-law, her sister? Not at all. All kinds of advice. But here's the advice that we didn't play. Okay.
Yeah.
Now that Lynn is back at work,
right?
Here's what Lynn missed. All right, we'll start with Jim. Had some advice on how she should approach that situation.
Who's to say she didn't approach him and was hitting on him?
What, okay, what fictional dude. Television shows are you watching?
Yeah. That's when you're flattered and you walk away.
Oh my!
Right. Not that I would
exactly.
know.
That's why I'm saying he's not totally justified, but.
But I like yes, butt officer. Really?
There's plenty of 18, 19, 20-year-olds that hit on the 40, 50-year-old.
Is that right?
You really think so?
Really?
I mean, or it's just, this,
so
you know,
saying...
interpretation is very interesting.
Hey, look at Jack Nicholson. How old is his wife?
Oh, I don't even know at this point.
He's still
I think
alive?
He's still alive. I think I think, yeah. I mean, I understand, but that's Jack Nicholson. That's not some
schmuck at the barbecue.
So let me help you with your sunscreen.
But seriously.
Jim, wait a minute. I have a question. How old are you?
55.
Okay. Question. Have you ever been approached by any of your, say, kids or nieces and nephews, significant other, and, like, flirted with? They flirted with you?
No.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, no.
Right.
So that's okay.
But I know I have a friend who has.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, really?
That's what he tells me.
How do you know that, Jim?
Because he told me.
Okay.
What did he tell you, Jim?
Way too much.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, no.
I think we have next week's situation.
I think we...
All right, Jim.
I don't want to know, Jim.
Jim, that's awesome.
Is it? No.
He's a great guy.
His friend. I don't know.
His buddy's the...
But, okay. I mean, because he knows from experience that
this can happen.
That the outlier would be that.
Okay.
You know, if the girl was, but still, there's no excuse. Your son's right there.
Right.
Your wife's on the burger patrol.
Yeah.
Sweating
is,
over that, and you're rubbing.
This girl has
copper
daddy
tone.
Issues, so you want to be like, bye.
Wow. Good old Bain de Soleil.
All
right, Jim.
All right, bye, Jim. Thank you so much.
Bye. ROR, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
The guy rubbing suntan lotion on the 18-year-old girl?
Yeah, what do you say about that?
Lucky bastard.
No, no. Oh, I knew that was gone.
Oh,
no.
That's so gross, by the way.
Bob.
That's so gross.
I'm bad. I got to get better. But, hey, come on.
No.
Okay. Go report to your PO.
I know, really. Careful driving that white van.
No, don't worry.
No, my God. I am in a white van right now. I work for the state and I'm in one of their white vans.
Oh, my God.
You guys are killing
wow.
me.
Great.
I think
don't tell my wife.
Bob, we're going to stop you before you say too much.
I know, right?
Okay. Too late.
Thank you very much.
See you, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Yeah, let's stop, Bob.
You know what I've learned from this whole entire thing?
What's that?
Don't invite any men to your pool party.
That's bad. Wow.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lynn, I'm sure, had lots of advice with her situation. If you ever have one, just go to our website, WROR.com.
People
click
are helpful.
On the morning show. You can email us, and people will help
not those
out.
People, yeah. But
no,
people
no,
help.
That, those, no, not those. That's the advice you didn't want right there.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your day with J-Bo Jones. And 90 minutes commercial-free starting at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.